Chapter 29. Then Yaakov went on his journey and came into the Eretz of the Bnei Kedem. And he looked, and hine a ba'er in the sade, and hine there were shalosha edrei tzon lying by it. For out of that ba'er they watered the edarim, and a great oven was upon the mouth of the ba'er. And to there were all the edarim gathered, and they rolled the oven from the mouth of the ba'er, and watered the tzon, and put the oven again upon the mouth of the ba'er in its place. And Yaakov said unto them, My brethren, where are you from? And they said, Of Haran are we. And he said unto them, Know ye Lavan ben Nahor? And they said, We know him. And he said unto them, Is the Shalom with him? And they said, Shalom. And he nay, Rahel, his bat, cometh with the son. And he said, Look, the sun is still high, neither is it time that the flock should be gathered together. Water ye the tzon and go and feed them. And they said, We cannot, until all the edarim be gathered together, and till they roll the oven from the mouth of the ba'er, then we water the tzon. And while he yet spoke with them, Rachel came with the tzon of her av, for she was a roah. And it came to pass, when Yaakov ben Rachel bat Lavan ahi imo, and the tzon of Lavan ahi imo, that Yaakov went near and rolled the oven from the mouth of the ba'er and watered the tzon of Lavan ahi imo. And Yaakov kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. And Yaakov told Rachel that he was the relative of her av and that he was ben Rivkah. And she ran and told her av. And it came to pass when Lavan heard the news of Yaakov ben Achato, that he ran to meet him, and embraced him, and kissed him, and brought him to his base. And he told Lavan all these things, and Lavan said to him, Surely thou art my etzem and my basar. And he abode with him the space of a chodesh. And Lavan said unto Yaakov, Because thou art my relative, shouldest thou therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what shall thy mashkoret be? And Lavan had two banot. The shem of the elder was Leah, and the shem of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was yafe, and lovely in form. And Yaakov loved Rachel, and said, I will serve thee sheva shanim, for Rachel, thy bat haketana. And Lavan said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another ish. Abide with me. And Yaakov served sheva shanim for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few yamim, because of the ahava he had for her. And Yaakov said unto Lavan, Give me my isha, for my yamim are completed, that I may go in unto her. And Lavan gathered together all the anshe hamakom, and made a mishteh. It came to pass in the Erev that he took Leah, his bat, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And Lavan gave unto his daughter Leah Zilpah, Shifchato for a shifcha. And it came to pass that in the boker, hine, it was Leah. And he said to Lavan, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? So why then hast thou deceived me? And Lavan said, It must not be so done in our land to give the younger before the Bahira, finish her Shavua, and we will give thee this also for the Avodah, which thou shalt do for me yet Sheva Shanim Acherot. And Yaakov did so, and fulfilled her Shavua, and he gave him Rachel, his bat, to be his Isha also, and Lavan gave to his bat Rachel, Bilhah, his shifcha, to be her shifcha. And he went in also unto Rachel. And he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served him yet sheva shanim acharot. And when Hashem saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a ben, and she called Shemo Reuven. She said, surely Hashem hath looked upon my misery. Now therefore my ish will love me. And she conceived again and bore Ben and said, because Hashem hath heard I was hated, he hath therefore given me this also. And she called Shemo Shimon. And she conceived again and bore Ben and said, now this time will my ish yilave unto me, because I have borne him Shalosha Banim. Therefore was Shemo called Levi. And she conceived again and bore Ben, and she said, now will Odeh Hashem. Therefore she called Shemo Yehuda and stopped giving birth.